9 days ago, SFPD's tactic following a release of video of overnight robbery. Karate instructors stop attempted carjacking in Oakland.
Aren't those, like the vigilantes in San Francisco?
Dude, I don't know. Yeah, preventing thefts. Look at this.
I know I always see, like, TikTok stuff about people stealing stuff in, like, the San Francisco area. So they do, like, the glitter bombs and stuff and tracking and the fart spray. And
what's his name? Mark? Business. Mark Rober did that?
But that was, you know, his prerogative. The crazy thing is they're reporting... this is a fucking news source, but they're testing a new shopping method. It's not really a new shopping method. This is what we used to do when we were kids. This is what businesses have resulted to on the West Coast. There's no shame in this.
For a few hours every day, this is what you'll find entering Fredrickson's Hardware and Paint in Cow Hollow. The table alerts...
Please wait. Don't steal anything while you're here. They put all the cheap shit in the front. We'll grab it for you. It's a hands-free shopping experience, kind of like Amazon.
Customers to wait for assistance at the door, a move that's being attributed to...
One-on-one shopping experience. Wait here for a clerk to be right with you, help you in all your shopping needs. Sorry for the inconvenience. I don't think it's an inconvenience. I don't have to... I get my questions answered in a timely manner. But this is getting backlash.
Quote, rampant shoplifting.
It's pretty bad. I mean, the dollar amounts... are pretty significant, and with the tools, and now we're getting snatch and grabs where they come in and take whole displays. So it's getting kind of dangerous for the employees and the customers.
Store manager Sam Black says for 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the evening, an employee will work with an individual customer. The table serves as a way to keep potential thieves from moving freely in and out of the store.
We just want to make it uncomfortable for the thieves so they go somewhere else.
Black says over his 24 years of working at Fredrickson's, the theft is the worst it has ever been. Staff has had to drill down pots and pans to keep shoplifters from swiping them. They've also had to put in locking systems to keep people from pocketing tools and other household hardware.
And for anyone who actually uses those things, that's very little that they could do. The drilling down pots and pans, that's going to work, but those magnets are just a flick or an Amazon purchase away. We used to use them in our stores in California, and they still got stolen. And the fucking key lock that is super expensive got stolen. You're like, oh, that does nothing for me.
One customer telling Cron 4 off camera that the situation is just sad.
Yeah, people aren't happy. The regulars just, they can't believe it. Like, we can't believe it, but, you know, they've been really understanding.
Black says he and his staff had to try something because they had not much success getting help from city leaders or the police. At this point, the one-on-one shopping experiment has been going on for 3 weeks. Black says they'll review the results after a month.
Just had to do something.
And they're still doing it today.
I mean...
if you're in San Francisco, you're either carrying a gun 24/7, and people are saying that that's a big problem, or you're locking your shit down, because it's 1 in 3 vehicles get broken into every day. Every day there's somebody. I had friends and colleagues that were living out there, and they moved right at the start in 2021, when it really started to hit hard. And, you know, some people blame migrants and... oh, there's so many unknowns and illegals out here. They're causing all the damage. I don't think so. I think it's like 17 to 24-year-old kids who are like, F the man, I'm not going to work. Never worked a day in my life because their dad didn't show them. Dad's still at the corner store getting milk.
All the youths, all them youngins trying to get a quick cash. Or the druggies.
No, the druggies tend not to steal from like small mom-and-pop stores. The druggies will steal from, like, Walmarts and places. They won't risk being jumped or touched. I know from a previous junkie. Anywhere that wouldn't touch me, I'd steal from. Safeway. Bottles of booze. There was a no-touch method. Before they had the lockup, you could just take fucking 8 bottles of Jim Beam and just go and then sell it. Take that to a liquor or a pawn shop and they'd buy it. No questions asked. That's what a lot of people didn't understand.
I guess whatever works, right?
So... Mr. Advantage 225 Proper Dash Advantage 225 says, I'm 30, female, freelancer working from home. I recently got accepted to a full-time work with $60,000 a month. I am not supporting anyone, but I am contributing to a household expenses of my family. I haven't tried any businesses yet, but I'd like to get my foot in the door and start something before I kick the bucket. However, I am lost and don't know the market, or any other market for that matter. I'd like to start something that would create a product with repeat customers, and I can dedicate working on its 4 to 7 hours a day since my work finishes at 2 p.m. But what are the first steps? I'm not sure what the product is. I've only dedicated myself to service-focused industries. For entrepreneurs out there, what did you find, what you wanted to create? Should I just try and try without any direction? Why, yes, you should have some direction, but also, yes, just waste all your money, all of it. All at once.
I mean, it sounds like they can afford it at $60,000 a month.
I don't think that's true, but a lot of the people on here will, like, make themselves feel better. And, you know, that's a whole separate thing.
If it is true, I want to know what job they have, and I want it.
Yeah. That's $2,000 a day. You got to be sucking dick 4 to 7 hours a day. That's $50 a head. You're going to save 40 customers a day if you can get them off in 10 minutes each. 4 to 7 hours a day, baby. New York's finest.
And do you know from experience?
No. Oh. The first thing that it says is find a gap in an industry you're passionate about. She is not passionate about it. She's not, no way. And then research the heck out of the solutions to come up with it. Don't just take a plunge without direction. Failing is a plan, and plan is failing or planning to fail.
Why not? Why not just take a jump into the unknown and just do whatever?
That's what I did.
Yeah,
that's what I've done. I lost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Look at me, I'm doing just fine.
They ask you how you are, you just have to say that you're fine when you're not really fine, but you just can't get into it because they would never understand.
That's perfect.
I'm doing perfect too.
Be like me, kids.
Live with my parents.
I live in a basement. Technically, Oklahoma's a basement.
Technically, Florida is a basement.
No, no. Because you'd have to have it center of the foundation. And what's center of America?
You don't need a basement in the center of your foundation. You can have it.
You do, actually. So it doesn't slide, no.
You could have.
I got one. Perfect. Any builders out there know what I'm talking about. But still, we are the basement. And then you got your Texas that's like the foundation.
Wouldn't Mexico be the foundation?
No, that's not part of America.
Part of North America.
Hold on, I didn't say North America. Just like the shingles that are falling off of the roof is like Montana. And then you got your gutter, which is D.C., New York, and Oregon, Washington. And then you got the flagpole. And these motherfuckers, they're so far up there, and you're like, I don't want to deal with them often. I just, you know, it got tangled up every once in a while. Where do you think that is?
Maine.
Alaska. Alaska is the flagpole. Where's Hawaii on this? What do you think?
The pole?
No, Hawaii is the number sign on the side of the fucking road that you're like, I will deal with you once every 10 years. You bear some fruit when people need to find where I live. You kind of like, oh, this is a happy-go-lucky place. And there's always a fucking fire near 4th of July on you.
Or maybe it's not the mailbox. Maybe it's the back door patio where you go to hang out and have a good time.
That's Florida.
No. Nobody likes.
It used to be California. It was like, hey, come out to this super cool, chill spot. It was like, oh, California. Now it's Florida. Because after the Twisters, everything got spun right around. This is only my opinion. Don't take it as financial advice. Everyone's going to, you know, say congrats on the new job. Any tourist can confirm Philippines have one of the worst food in the world, but try to fix this problem and you're going to be rich. Problem with starting a business, you can actually handle it without affecting your work. Maybe start out small, something like sticker printing. Can be done 1 to 2 hours or just your free time daily. Don't do sticker printing. It is not 1 to 2 hours. It's fucking horrible and your hands will hurt because even the presses are like so much force to get that button made and that fucking press for the clear coat. And no.
I thought they were talking about like little stickers. Like,
yeah. Even if you print them, you still have to, like, heat press the clear coating on some of them for the DTF or whatever.
Isn't there just, like, a whole process where that just already comes just, like, as one?
Yeah. You know how much those printers are?
I don't know. They're making $60,000 a month. They could afford it.
Like just this one right here that's very small, $3,200. That's a desktop printer. like a very small desktop printer. Here's a bigger printer for $27,000. And that only is large format for LaTeX.
Something that I'm allergic to.
Your money.
I mean, $3,000, and if they get it going pretty good, I'm sure they could probably make their money back. Realistically, $4,000. Then, what, like another $1,000, $1,500 for their supplies? So, if anything, like $6,000 in?
Probably. Love photobombing and says take my money? No.
Or, you know what else they could do? Get ordained. And then...
That's a lot of work, though.
What, to get ordained?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It takes like 5 minutes. No,
to do the work. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, but they could charge whatever they want.
They could, but then you have to go to the wedding and deal with crazy people. Do the whole, like, here's your counseling and why you should love each other before whatever religion, like the spaghetti monster here. So imagine a spaghetti tin strainer on my head. Let me marry you 4 times a day. I got a new one to go to. A new one to go. That's the only way you'd make money, because we paid our pastor like $150 to marry us. Uh-huh. And he probably spent 10 hours with us across 2.5 weeks before our marriage, making sure we were fit. We were going to do this. We had to do the marriage certificate, the witness signatures, and the actual ceremony. Not a rich way to go. Definitely not.
But did it, like, was it cool?
No. No,
yeah,
I hate the person that married us. We had to fake it so much. Like, have you ever just, like, truly been like, you're a disgusting person? This person and his wife were, like, in everyone's business trying to middleman, just the same way in a church where me and my folks, when we were younger, were there. But he was the last person that was like, yeah, I'll do it. And I'm like, all right, cool, you. And he's like, yeah, just give me this much. And I'm like, great. So then we're like, you know, Jesus is in our lives, don't worry. He's just spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch. It was so bad. I had to fake it till I make it. And then I was like, his name was Warren. And he was like a guy my size, but whiter, a little shorter. And he's just like, Jesus is everything. Jesus is everything. I love Jesus so much.
I guess it could go into like obviously, like, yeah, that's like not worth, you know, more to pay. But, like, if you make, like, a whole thing, if you, like, incorporate, like, it being, like, a wedding planning business where you also, like, marry them and, you know, have this whole thing set up.
Photographer buddy who does that, wedding planning, photography, catering, all of it under one roof. Mm-hmm. Makes a decent living, but he also cries on Facebook all the time that he's slow. I don't want to cry that I'm slow. Even if, like, right this month, I'm making less than probably $10,000. Because of Sacramento here, it's going to be a slow month. It's going to hit the wallet pretty good because all the bills stay the same. Mm-hmm. But next month, I'll be fine because I've planned for it. I have nest eggs and I have things that I can do. And I stay fucking busy to a degree. Like today, I was just kind of like, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to do nothing. I'm going to eat some Slim Jims. Fucking love Slim Jims.
Did you eat any actual food?
No, I only ate Slim Jims today.
You know what you could have eaten?
An IV?
No, I was going to say tamales before, you know, let them.
The mold?
Yeah.
Dude, I was so looking forward to those too.
Were you?
Yeah, my wife was pissed. But the idea of, like, being able just to be like, no, I'm going to have a slow day is great. Why not? I lost money yesterday at the casino.
What about, one of my buddies, his wife's making, like, homemade tortillas to sell.
Why buy tortillas, though?
From a Mexican.
Because you can make them.
Authentically from a Mexican?
Yeah. It's easy to make tortillas.
You can make them, but it's not authentic. You're white. Come on.
I'm white, and I can make tortillas.
But it's not made from, like,
Mexican. We should make tortillas. This would be a very good, funny clip. We should have somebody third-party objective opinion test our tortillas. Just to see, because I cook mine over an open flame.
You freaking go to, you make like a whole video. You actually went to Walmart, you bought them.
And somebody, oh, how hilarious would that be?
Somebody like, loves yours more than mine.
They're just, what was it? Trujillo tortillas, you know? Corn based with a pinch of salt. Me, I'd take them home and rub them down with some moisture and some Himalayan salt and a little seasoning, throw them on the grill and be like, look at that. Homemade. So perfect. That's Italian.
That'd be hilarious.
Dude, it'd be so funny. Like, who could outdo the other while trying to bamboozle the other, like just equally. I just saw this boomer pulls a shotgun on a snowboarder. I want to see what the hell happens here. This is why everyone thinks gun owners are crazy, though.
Yeah.
He's on a trail.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh! I'm sorry.
Private property, you fucker.
I didn't know that. I'm not from here. Okay. I'll
what are you, an icon user? I don't give a fuck. This is private property. Do it again, there'll be holes.
I'm not doing it again. I'm sorry.
Are you with that guy?
Who?
I don't know. Somebody out there.
I don't know.
That guy. I have every right to protect my private property.
I'm sorry. I didn't know. There was no signs. I didn't see a sign.
Whoa. That's a good ender. Shotgun pointed right at my helmet. Ain't gonna.
You see the big ass house behind this gentleman, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was no signs. So you just go down a private. That looks like a private driveway to me, like to someone's house. Did it not? That literally looks like a private driveway with fucking cars in it.
After he walked past it, what about earlier in the clip?
Well, because he's just coming down a hill when it started. It just looks like a hill that's like a driveway.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh! I'm sorry.
Private property, you fucker.
I didn't know that. I'm not from here. Fuck. Okay. I'll
what are you, an icon user? I don't give a fuck. This is private property. If you do it again, there'll be holes.
I'm not doing it again. I'm sorry.
Are you with that guy?
Who?
I don't know. Somebody out there.
I don't know.
That guy. I have every right to protect my private property.
You aren't. I didn't see a sign.
Whoa. That's a good ender.
It is not a good ender. It would have been
shotgun
better if you shot
pointed
him.
Right at my helmet ain't gonna save me from no shotgun. Wow, I thought it was like smooth sailing with dropping this road. Get
it
out.
That's right, you do it.
Oh, holy shit, shotgun.
Yeah,
shotgun pointed right at me.
I know, right?
This is my last run on my trip.
So he knew him.
About to get blown to smithereens.
Where
are you from? Fire. Hey. Oh, where's my place? This is my place, right?
Okay.
I mean, with a path that clear,
it was definitely to someone's house.
Yeah, definitely like a
home or a residential pathway.
Yeah.
That guy's in the wrong. And let us know. Should have fucking shot him? I would have shot him. Especially that guy had a chair out and he was ready. He's like, icon user. I don't know what icon user is. But, it's boomers being fools. I don't think that's a boomer moment.
I don't know if that would have been because it was like on the road. Like maybe if it would have been like on.
It's probably a private road because it looked like it was a driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Especially out there where we're from, the Tahoe is a big place for snowboarders, and there's always people trying to go on private property. They get shot all the time, and it's like high-end homes that get broken into and shit happens, and they'll use snowboards to get back down the hills. So I'm just saying, does anyone else think you should have been shot? I really think you should have been shot at least once in the leg. Buckshot, fucking salt bags are fun. Give him something to leave with, not the, oh, boomer did this to me. Haha, got away with it. Nah, fucker, that's private property. That's my home. Paid for
bag.
It. I worked decades to pay for this.
Right.
And you're just going to come over. Like, imagine you're 70 right now, and you just worked the next 30 fucking years to pay for one house, one wife, two cars, and whatever else is in that house. Just imagine. Somebody's coming up, and you're like, okay, it's my John Wick moment. Turns out to be some guy who's, like, trying to break in, whatever. Would you shoot him then?
Probably have, like, non-lethal rounds, yeah.
You don't believe in harm? Are you a pacifist?
Oh, like, if they were, like, coming down my driveway, like, if they were breaking into my house, that'd be different. They were breaking, like, in order to, like, try and, like, physically steal stuff from me and, like, harm myself, like, yeah.
We had somebody the other night throw a rock at one of our cars, missed and hit the garage door. It was so fucking loud. I had to look back on the camera, and did you just see a guy go? And I was like, why? What's the point? I could have shot him. It's Oklahoma. He was on my property. One of these days, I will absolutely get my chance to defend that.
Get out right now. Go. Girl, what is he trying to do? Ooh.
Ooh, shit. Dude. Yeah, that guy had to come out. I don't know what he was. Freaking explanation here.
This guy won it big?
No, he won $570. That's not fucking big. Betting $5, won $570.
Is that $570?
Yeah. Move the decimal two over.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah. Did you say? There's no excuse to be poor in this country. Boomer pulls shotgun on a snowboarder. MAGA suicide bomber is way to Washington, D.C. to blow himself up. The revolutionary starts today. Joe Biden, I'm one of five, a mission from God, the American people. This deranged MAGA cultist was arrested by Capitol Police before he could hurt anyone.
I've cleared my conscience of God. It's love for America, buddy. I have no fear. None. The crackling in my voice, the passion you hear for the land I love. It's coming. Somebody needs to tell Joe Biden. We're here. The fucking revolution starts today, Joe Biden. And before you go cracking any pops on me, you better get your military experts out. And ask them motherfuckers what a 7-pound keg of gunpowder would do with 2.5 pound of tannerite on that motherfucker.
Not much.
You know what else? I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to give Joe Biden an option too. Joe Biden is going to get to pull the trigger on this one. Because I have no control over it. I have no control. I was picked by the American fucking people to come up here and take a stand. And they told me what they put in my truck is to go with. And that motorcycle's about ready to fuck everything up with the decimals he's putting off. I love this land. I love God. I love you, Joe Biden. I love you, Nancy Pelosi.
What the fuck are we watching right now?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Sorry, this is a suicide bomber.
Because I'm one of five that's rolled into this state. Well, this little D.C., one of five. Joe Biden, we all came a different way. There's little roadblocks I'm setting up, coming on down here. Them roadblocks didn't scare fucking nobody. You wasted your time. Southern boys are here. You can take me out. But when you do, you know what's going to happen, Joe Biden? There's going to be a fucking chain reaction. And that chain reaction is going to be on your hands when you crack a bullet through my windows. Because I have no control of what's in this passenger seat. None whatsoever. The American people sent me with it. The fucking American people sent me here.
Did you send them there?
I'm here to take stand.
Can he stand?
Clear out your little city. Clear it out. And I'm going to warn you. You're in a lose-lose situation.
I hate to pause this, but does anyone doubt he's on drugs?
For sure. He's on something.
I think crack.
Because you crack a bullet through my fucking window, this whole thing goes boom. And you was wondering where your chain shortage is? Well, motherfuckers, I got it. I got all your nickels, all your dimes, all your quarters. I got 2,000 pounds sitting in here. Crack of my window, motherfuckers.
2 miles. Turn left on Duke Street.
Then crack my windows. And there'll be a devastation you've never seen, because I'm not going to do it, Joe Biden. I'm not hurting nobody. But you pull up your sniper up there, sniper, because ain't no fucking Republic going to pull the trigger.
I'm completely lost.
Okay, I need more context. Liberty Congress after he... Okay, 14 hours.
Oh, this was a year ago?
2021.
Or a couple years ago?
Police say that truck is towed away from Capitol Hill and right past our camera onto the side.
Truck told the officer said appeared to be a detonator.
And people in a second. And a face also talked in a Facebook video posted by Roseberry. He's seen holding what looks like a large canister. In the video, Roseberry also talked about wanting President Biden and other Democrats to leave office and claimed that he wasn't working alone and that there were four other explosive devices placed around Washington, D.C. Police say they found no evidence to support that claim. After about a gave him some
negotiating messages back and forth, vehicle surrendered.
And here is a look at the fountain and sidewalk in front of the Library of Congress. This is where that pickup truck was parked for the majority of.
So he's a coward. Okay. He's literally crying because he wants to kill Americans so bad. What domestic terrorism looks like. I'd never seen that. 2 years ago, I'd never saw that.
Right.
I still think to this day, fuck that guy. Taylor Swift writes whiny songs about all her exes. Stevie Nicks made her ex play guitar while she sung songs about what an asshole he was. And there you have it, the defining difference between boomers and millennials.
There's actually a leash law. Let me educate you.
Let me educate you. Go back to China.
Oh, okay. Wow. I'll put this on my platform.
I'll put this on my TikTok.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
We have TikTok too.
I don't want your dog to get hurt.
This is the woman who called me a bitch when she moved into our neighborhood.
And now she's the most hated woman on our block. And then you're breaking California.
Everybody hates you now.
And you're a racist.
For being outside my house.
Stabbing Karen.
And
I'm just educating
you're an
you.
Asian Karen.
You are.
And you look
just,
like one.
I'm just
you look
educating
like
you.
You look like one.
I'm
you
just
educating you. Educate me.
Yes. It's go free education. Thank you. You're welcome.
You are going on whatever you put me on, lady.
Yeah. You told me. Tell me to go back to China.
What did you tell me the last time I was here? Go back to your
no,
country.
I'm
you told me.
Asking yes, you nicely.
You know what she said the last time she met me? She said, bitch, go back to your country. So do I have to look Asian to be told, go back to my country?
You're breaking the...
I'm recording you too,
so,
lady.
So this is what happened.
Did you say something to Jennifer too?
This is
did
something
you? Did you say happened? Something to Jennifer behind you?
That
did
you? You did should you? Put your Jen? Dog on leash. Because you're breaking the California law for...
You're so unpopular.
You're breaking the California
you should move.
Law for...
We don't want you on this block.
On the leash.
We don't want you on this block.
You're
so
actually breaking California law for
like
not
like
putting dog...
I'm not even going to waste any more time. They're just going to bicker back and forth. I hate Karen. Thinking about the crazy guy today who took 30 minutes of our time to tell us he didn't want to get out of his car. I've never had a customer refuse to get out of their car who didn't have a cane, a cast, some type of medical need, but this guy refused and said he had disabilities. Okay, prove it. Well, he's living in his car. There, like everything, the trash, the food, the rot, the smell was in there. Or so, you know, when I sent my employee out there told me. And it was bad. And then it turns out he didn't need a repair at all. He just needed to turn his screen brightness up. Yeah.
And you charged him accordingly?
Yeah, $150. I charged a man $150 for turning his screen brightness up. Really, I cleaned his phone. We had traveled out to the parking lot, taken 30 minutes to discuss with him his problems, and he demanded that we charge him to fix his phone. So we did. We fixed his issue. We charged him to fix his issue. So.
Yeah. I just want my bracelets. They're right over here. Oh, shit. This damn thing fell and almost hit me. The whole... Yeah.
What?
This damn thing fell and almost hit me. The whole desk thing fell.
You pulling on it or something? Or, I mean...
Well, there's my bracelet, but I just reached to get it, and I wasn't even leaning on it.
Fell over.
Hmm. I mean, I didn't really...
what. Might as well just leave it like that. It's kind of heavy.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even get on top of it or anything.
Then why would you say that?
What the fuck?
It's like somebody going like, oh my God, this guy got shot. It's like I pulled out my gun and did it. I don't know what happened.
I found the gun, so I shot twice in the air just to make sure it was the gun that shot him. And then I threw it. So that's why I have ballistics on me. Yeah. Airport turns into a concert.
I'm not afraid to take a stand! Everybody! Through the storm, everybody, come take my hand. This world we'll take together. Through the storm, and I can't stop living this way. I'm coming out of my cage.
Are we just watching reactions on just crazy people in the United States?
Let's bring a little Detroit to town. A little bit of Radiohead. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Dirty fucking cop right there.
What the fuck is wrong with the world? Boomer freak out. It's a great show on Netflix called How to Get Rich. Good ideas. How goes it? Love you. Love you too. I have no interest in getting rich. I just want what you had in your life. Livable wages, healthcare, vacation, savings, retirement, able to pay for my child's higher education, home ownership. No, don't jump to conclusions. This guy helps you think about money in a different way and how to get out of debt, etc. Just watch a few episodes and see what he means. What I mean, he explains why home ownership is not always what it seems. Hence why I don't own a home. Mom... owning and affording a home simply by having it gains you wealth. Gains you wealth simply nothing other than owning it, you gain wealth. You know, with all this petty stuff, I'm thinking about getting a will. But why? I have nothing of value. My life financially comes down to a car, a motorcycle, a few guitars. I literally do not qualify to have a will. It has to be over 75K in value. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Nothing can change in other than livable wage. I make $22 an hour. It's equal to $281 an hour in 1970. What were you making as a nurse in 1970? I bet it was more than $281. And Google says 8 to 11. 8 an hour in 1870, 65 an hour today. So if you go to the start of a career, I made triple what I currently do. I just brought home one meal at the grocery store for my family tonight, $75. It says, I love you. I really do. But you all have zero frame of reference at all. You've had... livable wages isn't everything you needed your entire life. I've never taken my family from vacation. I have zero savings for Dylan's college. I will never own a home. And if it's so bad, why don't you go back to renting? You can hand 70% of your earnings to another person and grow their wealth. Meanwhile, you'll gain nothing. In my life, I've given over $250,000 to landlords and made them richer, while all I have gotten is poorer, gained zero wealth or equity. I'm fine with all this. It's what it is. But I don't call your poor friend in Mexico to complain about the air conditioner being broken. They live in a desert, and you live near, and they've never had air conditioning. Good night, Mom. Love you. And by the way, I don't have any debt, zero, and I still live paycheck to paycheck. Facts, but you're not in a decent enough place to make decent money.
Mm-hmm.
There's places that should be making more money, but because certain people are fucking the conditions of the pay, like nurses and doctors aren't making what people think they are now. Especially new ones. They're not going in at 500K like they were. Now they're like, oh yeah, you make 80 to 100K a year or even 150 at times. Their taxes, their bullshit, their school loans, it fucks them all. You need to be, a lot of kids need to know that it's not great. You got to be in a trade.
Massive fucking space here. You're still clocking on down the road, aren't you? Fucking move! 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 What? Why don't you move? I've got you on fucking camera! You are gonna I have not tried to run you over. Stop fucking hitting my car. Look what you fucking done. I'm calling the police on you, you horrible. Go on.
I'll tell the hell you.
For fucking what? You walk down here. I'm trying to get past. There's loads of space between there. You just fucking snap my car.
I could do fucking less.
You fucking bitch. Move out the fucking way. You've just assaulted me, you. I'm calling the police.
Oh my god. So aggressive.
Well, technically she did take off half the road.
Oh, but like still.
I'm on his side. He didn't hit
her. Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you right now, I would have ran the bitch over. But I understand the language and the verbiage that he was using was a little intense. He was, you fucking and just left it there. Like, listen, and if he would have even toned it down a bit and been like, listen, you dumb fuck, you're taking up half the road. We're going to have peas and a problem here, and I'll get you with gravy. It'll be fine. Move your fat ass off to the fucking side of the road. We'll be peachy. Blessed, blessed.
Yeah, this man have was a good day. Going so freaking hard.
Yeah, I know. But he just should have toned it down just a little. It would have been fantastic.
She soaked a light. She soaked a light bulb in Coke and shaving cream, and overnight it turned into rubber. Ain't no way this is real. I gotta try it. But we're gonna take it to the next level. I bought 20 light bulbs.
Super fake. I hate those fucking baits. Look at this man. TikTok is working with the screen recording now.
Oh, is it finally?
Oh my god.
And Doug.
We're on
Liberty it. Mutual.
Quickly now. Somebody's paying for coverage they don't need. Liberty Mutual lets you customize and save. So you only pay for what you need.
Yeah. Whoa, really?
Oh! What the f***, Limu? You barely moved! Jesus, I need to think. I think I would have noticed if you had a... It's almost like you wanted this to happen, Limu. Act like a goddamn cowboy. You know what they do to insurance salesmen in jail? God damn it, fine, do it! Wait, you knew this guy was a dealer? This was all so you could steal his stash and sell it for yourself? I don't want it. You're dirty, Limu, and now you dirtied my ass up, too. By letting him customize and save? Oh, God, he's still alive. What are we gonna do?
That's the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's pretty hilarious.
It's hilarious. Still the scariest thing. I'm officially scared of emus now.
Well, Australia...
I'm not fucking going there.
Had a big emu war where
they went out and hunted, yeah, and they fucking lost, yeah. I remember.
Big facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, like calling somebody in the middle of the afternoon.
I've been searching for you for the love of my life. Please marry me.
About time.
No, not that. Not that. I definitely called you in the middle of the afternoon. I was like, it's my day off.
It's a Sunday.
So what? 7 days a week, you should be up and doing things. Doing something. Sunday. Don't have to spend money like me. I'm an idiot. I'm a degenerate. I get that. But I did fucking reupholster an entire chair and fixed like numerous shit in my house yesterday. Hey. I also put in a whole fucking sink on Saturday night. A whole fucking new sink and spigot. And I had to go the next morning, Sunday morning, to Ace Hardware, which started my whole manic like fixing shit. I needed marine patch for the holes on the sink because it's like a fiberglass sink from the 40s, mm-hmm. like 1940s, don't get it twisted. And then I needed attachment extensions for like 20 inches to the water line because it came with a 16-inch, the sink did. But just so my landlord doesn't know, he was going to pay for the sink faucet replacement because one of the canisters was broken. I couldn't get it out, couldn't fix it. I've never worked on plumbing a day in my fucking life, have no idea. But I followed the instructions. So now I'm a certified plumber and tile technician, I guess, because I fixed that fucking thing like I was a professional. It went in, cool, need an extension. Next morning in, boom, 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 not a drip. It went perfectly, flawlessly even. I filled the holes. I sanded it down. Even my daughter was like, what are you doing? I was like, sand here, do a little of this. I know wood. Sanding porcelain's a little different. Because it's a yellow fucking sink. But sure as shit, it's nice and smooth. And now I'm going to epoxy my sink to make it brand new.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
Hey, I was just respecting the Sabbath, man.
In the last couple of minutes here, Bill, President Biden is apparently set to visit the southern border this week on Thursday. He's going to.
All right. Question. By water or by air?
Probably fly in.
He's probably going to do a drive-by. Like, that's it. Pretty colors. People. Bye. And then he'll be like, on to the next one.
Yeah, Brownsville, Texas, to meet with U.S. Border Patrol agents. And it's going to happen on the same day that former President Trump is going to make remarks in Eagle Pass, Texas. It'll be about 300 miles apart there on the border. And we find Alexis McAdams there in Eagle Pass, Texas, right now with the very latest on this very surprising and stunning visit. Alexis?
Hi, Aisha. Yeah, this all comes right as the border is top of mind for voters all across the country. You see it daily in polls and when you're out there talking to voters on the campaign trail. Now it is top of mind also for President Joe Biden, who, as you just said, is going to be out here at the southern border on the same day that former President Donald Trump will be here in Eagle Pass, Texas. Take a look here. This is not the first time, though, that President Joe Biden has visited the southern border. Last time, though, was in January of 2023. You can see him there in El Paso, Texas. Biden was in town there, Aisha, for about 4 hours, talking with Border Patrol and checking out the area. This comes as the president is now reportedly eyeing executive action, trying to slow the border surge as we see it every day. New York, Chicago, you name it. Every state, now a border state with migrants flowing in. Former President Trump will highlight the chaos at the Oklahoma. Southern border as he does on a regular basis. He'll be here in Eagle Pass, Texas, Trump, talking about the recent crimes by migrants. We know our team has been talking to him in the past several days about this horrible case in Georgia where the Venezuelan migrant who crossed illegally into the U.S. killed a 22-year-old nursing student, according to authorities. So we can tell you also, back out here live in Eagle Pass, Texas, if you want to take a live look at our drone camera, the chaos continues on a daily basis, so we'll have to see what the president has to say about it. Aisha.
Well, you'll be busy there on the border. In the last couple of minutes...
How do you feel about the border?
I have no...
Do you want it secured, unsecured? Do you think people can go and come freely? It's not a true question.
I honestly have no opinion towards it.
So, do you think people should come freely?
I think people, honestly, I don't know because I don't care. Honestly, if we're being honest, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't affect my day-to-day living. So
it doesn't affect mine either. More customers, honestly, for many businesses. I just don't want violent ones. Like if hypothetically they could screen people, and, like, sure, it's going to be a slow process. What government process isn't? If they could screen people, yeah, come visit, boom. You know, like, every country does the same thing where you screen, you get a visa. It's not unnatural. Mm-hmm. So why is everyone up in, you know, like, hey, we have free borders. It's not like you come here and just get paid. They're relocating these, like, refugees, basically.
Yeah.
And they're treating them all the same. good for them. A little lighthearted. That's all I'm going to say.
You know, as I don't know, as long as I get paid doing what I do, you know, they come across the border and they're like, hey, I want an IV. I'm like, all right. You got money for it? They're like, yeah. I'm like, all right.
You got to learn how to speak Guatemalan and Spanish.
Just because I may get a little tongue-tied from time to time doesn't mean I don't know how to speak Spanish. All right?
You know how to speak Spanish with your mother.
Don't There's make a difference. Me call Liberty Mutual right now.
We get the limo. I'd like to speak to... Yeah, what if... Dude, that'd be hilarious. Call Liberty Mutual right now. I want to call Liberty Mutual and ask for Lima.
They're going to be like, dude, that's a fucking email. And it's probably like CGI anyway.
Let's see.
Oh my God, you're actually doing...
Thanks for calling Auto Insurance Quotes. If you are currently insured, please press 1. If you are not insured, press 2. Please enter 5-digit zip code.
It's the wrong number. That was just a Google Ads. I fell for it. Where it said it was Liberty Mutual.
Thank you for calling Liberty Mutual Insurance. Para Espanola Premium Waving. This call may be not. How can we help you today? You can say get a quote. Okay, you want to speak to someone. I just need a little Sorry, I still didn't get that. Please call us back later when you have more specifics, or visit us online, or on our mobile app. Thanks for calling Liberty Mutual Insurance. Have a nice day.
Okay, so I can't go straight through. That's right.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Thank you for calling Liberty Mutual Insurance.
There's not a lot of people calling.
Thank you for calling Liberty Mutual. My name is Jade. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
Christopher, I'm actually trying to get a hold of Limu.
You're going to have to wait quite a while.
Yeah. Is there a number I can call?
No, he's unreachable.
Well, I thought he was an agent.
Limu? No.
No? Okay. Is there someone in his department I can call?
Yeah, you're talking to her.
Okay. So how would I get in contact with Limu?
You can't.
Is there a company policy on that?
Yes. Yeah. He cannot speak.
Well, I figured there would be like some type of AI or... interpretation. I know there was a clip of a partner that was speaking to him. I was very fond of it. So, all right. Well, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
God. Jesus Christ. That lady was like, oh,
she
God.
Was into it. She saw the Limu clip.
She was like another one of these guys.
Yeah. I'm not blocking my number. I don't give a shit. Watch them call me a million times and be like, I need to speak to Limu.
Something to end on a little bit of a lighter note. I just sent you another one.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I think I'm lost.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
What do you mean?
I can't see where I started or where I'm going.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I'm lost.
Oh, yeah, you are lost.
What?
But that's okay.
It is?
Yeah. If you knew the way the whole time, it wouldn't be an adventure.
Seems like you have some thoughts.
I just have to say, when I see shit like this, I'm like, is there really people that just don't understand that the journey, like, it's, there's so much common sense that hasn't been taught to a lot of younger people, where it's like, enjoy the journey, you're going through it, find a silver lining, the whole nine. And I'm like, I think back to the times where my dad was like, enjoy the fucking silver lining, you know? I'm like, how many of you just didn't get it?
It, I mean, yeah, something until like...
I'm sorry.
What?
Oh, I'm just keeping laughing at the idea of thinking of my father actually did that. He's just like, shut the fuck. No.
Did he tell you to look at the silver lining?
Oh, yeah, all the time. He was like, all right, so what'd you learn? What'd you do? Okay, didn't work out. Why? Oh, well, I had to do X, Y, and Z so many extra times. And I'm like, okay, so you're really good at X, Y, and Z now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I got older and I was like, oh, well, shit. I went to do a light bulb change and ended up replacing a fucking chandelier. True story. Now I'm really good at electrical. Thanks, Dad.
You went to go change some things up in your attic and you found some dildos. He's really good at finding treasures.
I didn't really talk about this on the podcast, but yes, I went and found a treasure. This will be just a part of a short listen. This house has been abandoned for 9 years. There's treasure buried. So I decided to go looking. Lo and behold, look what I found. I've seen people in different places. They've found money in Crown Royal bags before. You've seen probably two, yeah. A guy who found money in his wall. And I found something golden. It was hard. It was hard to find.
Boy, was it.
It was a pair of dildos. And then the Black Shul, what was it? The Bi Black Shul Affairs.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to bring it on the...
No, I threw it away. But it was gold.
After for somebody. You washed it, right?
No, I don't have a DVD player. What are you, I'm a fucking heathen? I don't own a DVD or a VHS player. I've got Alexa, hands-free. I don't even use a remote. Peasants.
I got a VHS player.
Do you fucking really?
Yeah.
No, your mom has one. I own one.
What? No, I own one.
You leave your mom's house tomorrow. You take that with you?
Yeah. How else am I supposed to watch my Star Wars VHS tapes as well as The Longest Yard? And
I'm surprised. Yeah. Very surprised.
I think like a lot of mentality nowadays is just like people want to get somewhere quick. And then when they realize they can't get there as fast as they want to their like end goal, they're like, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore.
Oh yeah. People give up way too easy though.
Yeah.
Like especially these kids, 16 to 25, they get frustrated quite easy. Like fit frustrated easily. Mm-hmm.
I think some adults even nowadays still.
Oh, yeah, but those are also ones that had it made for their younger years quite mm-hmm. a bit. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I'll let you know how the journey goes.
Find the silver lining. Don't be a bitch.